Hello, everyone. My name is Nathan Fernandez from Kicking It with Y9, and welcome to the Barn Burner TV network on Zingo TV channel 250. Please remember to download both the Barn Burner and Zingo TV apps in their respective iOS and Android app stores. While you download, please make sure to rate and leave a comment, and remember, both apps are free. Zingo TV is also available on Google Chromecast, Amazon Fire, Fire TV Sticks, Roku Sticks, and on all smart TVs 2016 and forward. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Nathan Fernandez, and welcome to another edition of Kicking It with Y9. Once again, we are joined by Mr. Thivian V, whose beard seems to get longer and longer each week, man. Unfortunately, I can't, man. I can't do it.
Man, you gotta follow my book. I'm gonna write a book someday, follow my tips on how to get a longer beard and everything. But yeah, I mean, we were quickly put into the scene and everything, and I can't fix my lighting and everything. So if I look too dark today, forgive myself.
No worries, no worries, man. I think they'll value your opinion today more than your camera quality and stuff like that, because we do have a lot to talk about today, Thivian. I feel like I say that every single week. Like, there's with this York 9, like, there's so many controversial and big pieces of news that come out every single day, and it's just changing the landscape of Toronto football, or not. It doesn't really affect anyone else. It mainly affects like York football and York like fans and people living in the GTA. The thing I wanted to bring up, the topic I wanted to talk to you about today, is season ticket renewals. So I'm just gonna share my experience. So back off the first season, I didn't have a season ticket the first season. I'd only gone to like two games. I went to that like four the game where we beat Forge like 4-0, I think. And
Oh, same. Yeah, that was a big game, I swear. I remember like what is it? I got my mate coming, right? So we got free tickets because we were students, right? And everything. And I was like, all right, I got my mate to come and everything. And funny enough, he was actually studying at McMaster, which is close to Hamilton. Well, I mean, McMaster is within Hamilton, right? So then what was funny is he decided to wear his what is it?
Forge jersey.
No, not Ford jersey, a McMaster jersey. So everybody was giving him looks, and he was in the supporting stand, and then they got slapped 4-0. And the funny thing is, with that whole promotional picture after we won 4-0, he was in it, still
Oh,
wearing the
really?
McMaster sweater. And yeah, that was the more funnier moments in everything. One of the better moments within the York 9.
Yeah, of course. Like, that was my, I think, yeah. So I went for the Forge game. That was my first game. And then I went for the Halifax game at toward, I think that was the last game of the season. So I really started to watch like live York games and feel this whole fan experience towards the latter stages of the season. And I thought this is pretty good. It could be better, but obviously with the next year, the team is obviously going to be looking to make some improvements. So being a student and being going to school on the campus, shout out to Zach and Green Lions. They hooked me up with the discount, and I got myself a season ticket for 2020, for the 2020 season.
Yeah, shout out to
And
Zach as always, man. Like that man, I think, contributed to a lot of people coming in, especially myself as well. So, for sure.
yeah, of course, like he really pushed that whole student fan base forward. So after that, I got the season ticket. I started making videos for Green Lions. I'm like, this year is gonna be so great. I'm gonna be at every single game. And guess what? COVID ends up hitting us really hard. Everyone who bought season tickets, they either asked for refunds or they asked for it to be pushed over, because having the team playing all the way in PEI, like there was so much uncertainty of whether, like at that time, nobody knew when we would be allowed to see the team play live. And so many people are asking for refunds, and I thought like, okay, maybe it'll get better. So I asked for my season ticket to be pushed forward to the next year for 2021. So what's happening now is York 9 are trying to come up with ways to get fans in the stadium and they want people to buy season tickets. I guess because of the big losses they made off of ticket sales this year, they're really pushing more for season tickets this year because you pay a much larger fee. Obviously, you get access to all the games, but I'm sure a lot of people maybe won't get time, but still their money is going towards the club. So I guess that's why they're pushing for it. And recently, a bunch of ticket executives and a bunch of York 9 guys started reaching out to fans like myself, and I'm sure many others as well, and started asking them about season tickets. So York 9 has now come up with this promotion where you can pay a set fee and have your season ticket for 3 years. So you would get a season ticket for 3 years. Now, it's a pretty big fee. And the thing that for me, what worries me the most is that there are so many changes that are happening within this club that a lot of people are not happy about, with player departures. We saw recently Maury Doner, York 9 fan player of the year in the first season, has now asked to terminate his contract. In the article from Northern Tribune, it says that he wants to play overseas, but obviously nobody really knows that because there was that rumor of like something going on in like behind the scenes. So like all of our favorite players are leaving and a bunch of these kids are coming in. And when you see these young players coming in, you don't really expect results. With a young squad and a young, like that's their chance to develop. You don't expect them to go challenging for the title. So I'm thinking about it this way. If I'm a person living in the GTA, and if I have enough money to buy a season ticket, why am I buying a York 9 season ticket versus buying a Raptors season ticket, a Leafs season ticket, a TFC season ticket? Now, there are different things that come with that. Obviously, Raptors, Leafs, and TFC are much more expensive, but at the end of the day, they play in a much more established league, and the Raptors and TFC, you can say that they're championship teams, that they're constantly in that playoff or championship battle every year. So the value you're getting for your season ticket is there. Like obviously you pay a lot more, but then you get to see your team in the finals, and that's what people really want to do. Like I
Yeah, maybe
want
not the
to
Leafs, but Raptors.
Like with the Leafs, it's all like a commercial. Like even with the Leafs, like their season tickets are absurd, but all of their season tickets are bought by like businesses and stuff. But like we won't get onto that. What I'm talking about here is like people pay Raptors and TFC season tickets because they know exactly what they're getting. They know they're getting a great fan experience in Scotiabank Arena. They know they're getting to see some quality teams playing and some high level of basketball, the best level of basketball you can see anywhere in the world. Same thing in Toronto with TFC. You're paying to see have that huge stadium, that huge fan experience. Like even leading up to a TFC game, there's marches, there's fairs, there's all kinds of stuff. So you're paying, you know exactly what you're paying for. With York 9, now it's running into the question is people are going to be paying, but like they don't, nobody knows exactly what like they're paying for. With York 9, like with all of your players, don't listen to me. So mo a lot of people, when they buy season tickets, a lot of them are like diehard fans. Like they only follow this club. And I gotta be honest with you, with a team that's only less than like 3 years old, like, yeah, 3 years, less than 3 years old, there's not a lot of diehard fans out there. There's fans of York 9, but they're also fans of other teams as well. I'm a fan of York 9, but I'm also a fan of TFC. Would I call myself a diehard York 9 fan as of right now? Probably not, because I haven't had that much exposure to the team. I haven't been to their games and such. And obviously, COVID was a huge drawback. But Divya, now I want to ask you, after all of those reasons that I've stated, with the uncertainty and the fan experience and the level of competition in the GTA, don't think of it as you being a student. Think of you just being a regular fan. Is it worth it to buy a season ticket for York 9?
Well, let's look at it this way as well, right? We've seen the team as well. Well, obviously, like as a student, you get bonuses, and I want to give a theory of why they actually prioritize students over I think the common fans like you and everything, but let's talk about York in general, York 9 in general, right? In the first year and everything, I don't think people expected, you know, to hit the ropes running because it's everybody's first chance into the team and everything. But however, you look at the population we have and everything, right? Logically speaking, we should have one of the bigger fan bases and everything. However, you look at media attention and everything, it's quite different actually, and it's quite staggering as well how there's not as much exposure when it comes to these teams and everything, right? In the first year, okay, we didn't do well in the first half of the season, but in the second half, we did massively improve. Yes, it was a big points gap between third and second place, but however, it was seeming of improvement. Then we went into the second season. Yes, COVID hit and everything, but there was still optimism about the team performance, whether the season would continue or not, right? We made significant signings. It looked good on the cusp, and people tipped actually for York and Forge to make big scenes into the season. Everything that was a prediction. York completely came, like, actually met expectations, actually won the whole thing again, which, as a York 9 fan, come on now, that's embarrassing, and it hurts to say it, but they did deserve it on the night. They were ready, and they're doing well in the CONCACAF Champions League as well. First time as well. So what does that say as well about them, and what does that say about us? But anyways, you saw throughout the season where we had a lot of inconsistent performances. There was a lot of performances that could have been better, but they massively underperformed. And is it down to, like, the manager? Is it, you know, questions were to be asked. And now we're here today.
Yeah,
we're seeing a huge reshuffle in the third year. It is the third year of the season. Why is there all of a sudden a reshuffle? It doesn't make any sense in a team perspective. It's very confusing as well. Now, for this season, I want more communication from them as well. They only send, like, one, I think, massive email about this, you know, what's going to be happening about it. But that's about it, really. There's no really cohesion or plan about it. So as a normal fan, you wouldn't want to pay right away, or you wouldn't be like, okay, you know what, I'm going to hold on to this and see what will happen. Because as a fan right now, you don't know what their plan is, what's going on and everything. And I would recommend people to wait on it a bit to see what's going to be happening. Now, in terms of how they're going to perform next season, as of right now, it looks less confident, right? But we've seen anomalies where it's like, you've seen Leicester where they had that anomaly season where they were like close to relegation and everything, and they actually won the title the next season.
Yeah.
So, and especially for teams that have like less teams right now, but who knows, there may be more expansion teams coming on along the way. They still think that it could be an anomaly. It could be like one of the more miraculous seasons. But I think fans as well want to see a level of stability, a level of improvement, you know, like and communication mostly, right? And the theory about why I think student prices are lower, it was, I think, because of like the whole pandemic and everything, right? They had like the collective thing, and if you're a part of it, you know, it's all good and everything, right? Yeah. I think for student prices, they lowered it down to 150 to 100 now. How much is it for a regular ticket right now?
For a single ticket?
For like just for a regular person, a commoner, like yourself.
I'll see. Let me check. I don't know. I feel like it's pretty high, like for a York 9. Like I remember the tickets the first year too. Like they were not cheap tickets. Like
they were like 200.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah.
Year match day.
Although for the students, they made it quite cheap, but it's still pretty expensive for a student. Now it's like $100, which on pen and paper, it seems like, yeah, I think it's quite reasonable. But at the same time, I think that's an intent on like where their standards is now and what they're trying to obtain as well. Because theoretically speaking, if you manage to get a lot of students within a campus and everything, which has a high volume, they should make some sort of profit. But I don't think it's going to work out as much as I hope, particularly, especially if they hear people from last season saying like, oh, we had a chance of coming to the ropes and everything, and then we massively...
Yeah. Okay, here. Yep. So they're not offering single-ticket games this year, but they are offering 2021, just regular price at a membership. So there's section 500, section 300, 400, 100, 200, and then the supporter zone. So 500 is obviously in the middle, best seat you can get. That's $500. Then for the students, that's 250. So that's a pretty good price compared, like it's half basically. And like for student pricing, it's basically half of each tier pricing for regular. So right off the bat for a student, you're getting 50% off. Now that's great. Like that's a really good number for students. I mean, really good discount, but still is like you're paying like for the edge seats, like not like we saw York Lions Stadium in the first year and it wasn't really filled out. And that's because the tickets were so expensive. Now slowly they started to implement this like season ticket student pricing and stuff. And the question that I have is when I bought my season ticket, I was a student, so I got that discount. The thing is, because of COVID now, I am not a student anymore because it kind of prolonged my match day like ticket. Like because of COVID, it got pushed over. It got pushed over into a year where I'm finishing. I'm like graduating. And the thing that I worry is for other students and other people as well is like they might buy their ticket season ticket this year, like this the season ticket this year, and like because of COVID, they might not get to be in that stadium until next year or the year after. And what happens if you're graduating in 2021? You're not eligible for this deal anymore. And now, like, I also want to bring up the 3-year memberships. So these 3-year memberships are not available to students because to be available, like, be applicable, you need to provide your student card and show that you're going to be a student for the next 3 years. What I don't understand is like, why are they doing it by separately? Like you should have a set fee. So people are going to buy it right now. Like if I'm a young student and if there's a standard fee, say like, I don't know, $800. And for students, it's like 650. And I think about it. I'm like, okay, if I pay 650 now, I get it for the next 3 years. Who cares if I'm not a student in the next 3 years? York 9 have just guaranteed a person in their stadium for the next 3 years. Like with these single memberships, like they're only allowing for students. Like what makes you think like that students are going to want to come back? People are forgetting that York is not only it's a school that has a lot of local students, but sometimes there's a lot of international students as well and people who live kind of far away. Perfect example is Zach Diaz, the guy who founded Green Lions and is one of the biggest York Lions student supporters out there. He doesn't live in the York region. So with COVID, he's had to go back to Ottawa where he's from, and now he can't come for these games. And like, I don't know. I just think about it. Like, I feel like offering a 3-year membership to students as well, student pricing would be a much better idea. What do you think about that?
I mean, like, honestly as well, right? Like I said before, students are not the only ones that benefit as well. Because think about it this way. York as a region has like around 1 million people, right? More than, what is it? One of the bigger regions, apart from like Toronto as a city, right? So one of the bigger populations out there, right? You should be able to attract more people than just students, honestly, right? And you look at students as well. Students like, you know, soccer as well. You know, that's why you have the clubs out there like Soccer World that are promoting. But however, not everybody's going to be with it if they don't show a certain amount of ambition and everything. And right now we've seen the first season, okay, allow it, but the second season there was promises that were to be made, and guess what, they're massively underperformed. So then if you're gonna ask people from last season, like, okay, you know, I've seen this season they didn't underperform, and now all of a sudden they're just rehashing everything, why would anybody want to, objectively speaking here, why would anybody as a York Times fan that is watching, why would you want to pay for it? You know what
I mean? Of course. That's why I'm asking, like, do you feel like the student deal is more like attractive for you to continue to watch York 9 soccer, like if you were like not a student anymore and you did have to pay that $500 fee, are you thinking about it a lot more than you would if you were a student? Like, what's going through your head? Because
I mean,
obviously, once you graduate, you do have like people most likely have jobs and they have other things to do as well. So soccer is not on that priority list all the time. But what do you think? Like, do you feel like that student deal is really affecting? Like, do you feel like it's a huge factor in your decision making right now?
Even as a student, like 250 is quite high. You know, when you look at how much you have to pay for tuition fee and everything, to get the higher seats and everything, 250 is quite unlikely, right? Now, I got a deal personally. I've talked to the execs and everything and whatnot, and they managed to put it under the 100 mark and everything. So, looking at that, it's like that. But at the same time, like, am I going to really waste that much for something like they're not going to be ambitious? They're not going to push on and everything instead of they're just going backwards and everything. Because at the end of the day, what attracts what is it, people to come and love a club is those moments, to win stuff, to try and compete and everything, right? And if you're gonna try to build a culture moving forward, what is the point of, you know, supporting a club when they're not ambitious in certain points and everything? So that's why you have like successful clubs over there. It's like TFC, you have a cult following because they always want to improve and everything, and because they won those championships, and you know that they can, you know, get back up and everything, right? So even if they fail, they know that there will be a way where they will reach their success, right? But for a new club like this, if you're not going to show that ambition and everything, especially right now that's only been like 3 years, and now you're pulling the plug and pulling the reset button, is it really like worth, you know, seeing it? It's just
I
not
think
on.
that's you brought up that point. That's a huge drawback for us as fans. Like, I don't want to invest my money into a shit show. Like, sorry for the word, but like, it's like you just wonder, like, even people now, like, I do think that York 9 is really gonna struggle to sell season tickets this year because people are looking at it and it's like, what am I paying for? I'm paying for it to pay that $500 fee. I'm paying for a team that's not really expected to compete. I'm paying for players that I never knew before and that there's no old players there that I grew to love. Like, for me as a fan, like these first 2 years, like I really liked Maury Doner. Maury Doner, like, he's become like a friend of mine and we chat as a fan of his style of play. Like, I really liked his style of play and that's what I wanted to come see. Like, I was thinking like this year, oh, maybe I can come see Maury Doner improve on his game and stuff like that. And maybe I can see Manny Aparicio banging a free kick.
Again, like he
It's stuff like,
does this season, yeah.
it's stuff like that. It's not gonna happen for York 9 fans, unfortunately, again.
So what I want to say to continue, because we're pretty much almost out of time and everything, let's just see how much more information we can get for the next couple of weeks, probably months, who knows what would happen. And I would advise people not to buy their tickets right now. As much as like I am a huge fan as well. You know, I love the team, I love the project and everything. But even for myself, even for someone that wants to see ambition and everything, keep waiting and see what they have to say and what they're willing to offer before making that purchase.
Yeah, of course, like put pressure on the club. Like, pressure, they say pressure builds diamonds. Like, if fans really make a stand and put some pressure, you can expect some good things to come because management will have to adapt and build. They'll realize that to build a football club, you need to build around the fans as well. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. Thanks, Vivian, so much for joining on us. We'll definitely be talking about this topic for the next weeks and months to come because this is really big as we head into the 2021 season. Anyways, guys, this show can also be heard on the Barnburner Radio Network on its 122 platforms. Please check us out at barnburner.ca for all of the sports news. Barnburner, watch it, hear it, read it, download it, and live it.